Blog Talk Radio.
Sitting there thinking, ooh, Coach Adam, that's a great question. Well, you know, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Are you facing a fork in the road? Inquiring minds would like to know. Let's lean in and get into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I genuinely love Mondays. Oh, I get so excited whenever it's Monday. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, master motivator, Coach Adams. It's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and we have a great subtopic that I'm really excited about, giving you some insight into empowerment around this topic as we dig into and lean into today's topic. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia. For you. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally, and we trust that you will take advantage of it. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes in today's program around our subject, and then we will open our program up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's topic. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love, and we so appreciate you, our global listening audience, chiming right on in at the appropriate time. You know, before we get into today's topic, if you don't already have your notepad, tablets, you're sitting at your desktops or your laptops, you got your smartphone open with your notes, your iPads, your tablets, whatever it is, you need to grab it so that you can soak in and take notes around the richness, the jewels, and the gems that will be shared with you today on Motivational Mondays. And before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment, invite someone to join you for today's installment of Motivational Mondays. Allow your cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a DM, send an email, go old school. Send a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. We're saying do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. The reality is we realize that we cannot continue to grow without YOU. You are so valued and truly key in this process of our expansion and expanding our territory. So we thank you again for your support. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win, and we are looking at a fork in the road. A fork in the road. My question to you today as we open this, are you facing a fork in the road? Are you facing a fork in the road? I have to tell you, there have been many moments on my journey where I was faced with and dealing with a quote-unquote fork in the road. I don't know where you are in this very moment on your journey, but we're going to get into this topic because so often we are facing those forks in the road. We don't know what to do and where to go when we're dealing with such circumstances. You know, recently I was having a conversation with one of my coaching clients, and we were discussing this very topic. You know, and I think about the baseball player Yogi Berra. He's famously said, when you come to the fork in the road, take it. He was describing the quickest way to get to his house. I think that's kind of cute and funny, as you got to know which way to go when you're at the fork in the road. Ba-dum-bum. And so when we're looking at this process of a fork in the road, you know, it reminds me. I remember early on my journey, God had awakened who he had called me to be. And I've literally been on my journey at various levels since 1998. And when God awakened his call and revealed his divine insight, on some level, I must admit, I was a bit clueless in certain regards. You see, the journey that I was embarking upon was diametrically opposed to and different to the path that I was on. At the time, I was in real estate, and I had no desire whatsoever to speak, but I knew that God was speaking to me. And therefore, in that moment, I was at a fork in the road. And I had to determine which way would I go. Would I continue on the pathway that I was on in real estate, dealing with a lackluster career, not much success, feeling frustrated, feeling like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole, into a space that I wasn't designed for? Or would I embrace this new journey of fulfilling God's purpose and call on my life, even though on so many levels I was clueless? I didn't quite know all of the details of where to go. I just knew that God was speaking to me and had illuminated this industry of coaching and speaking, and that I had to do something with it. So I was standing at the fork in the road. I don't know where you are right now, but, you know, whenever it comes to, and we arrive at this place of being at a fork in the road, this means that this is a deciding moment in our lives, on our journey. It's a deciding moment in history when we have to make a choice between being at that place and the options that are required. And this is exactly what I was sharing with in one of my coaching sessions, because we could say, oh, I want to live out my dreams. Yes, I want to live the vision. I want to live my dreams. Yes. But when we're at the fork in the road, when we're dealing with a corporate job, maybe, that is paying us very well, and the thought of letting that go to become an entrepreneur and live my dream. I have clients often, Coach Adams, I'm ready to work my vision, achieve my goals, and live my dream. And I'll often ask the question, but are you willing to pay the price, the cost that's required to live your dream? And so often that's where there's a disconnect. Because when one is looking at that fork in the road and they see their corporate job and they say very strongly, very boldly, I know God gave me this vision. I know God gave me this vision. I'm pausing with intention because I'm sure you're sitting there saying, I know God gave me this vision. And yet, you're facing the fork in the road. And you're battling because the vision that God has given you, this journey of faith, is very uncertain. But yet, on the other side, and this is what my client recently in our session was battling, on the other side, the corporate position, paying a great salary, as I get tongue-tied, paying a great salary, there is a false sense of security. Notice I said false sense of security. That paycheck is coming in. I can count on that, so one thinks. But you do know that you can count on it as long as you are meeting their standards of giving life to their vision. But let you have a misstep and it affects their business, without hesitation, you better believe they will let you go and release you. All that dedication, time, and energy that you've sown out the door because it's someone else's vision. And so when it comes to this fork in the road, if you are making your decision because of
the resources that are coming in, and that's the number one deciding factor, the money. But yet, you're sacrificing your peace. You're dealing with unrest. You're feeling frustrated. You're not satisfied. You don't feel like your life is fulfilled and you're living a life that's significant and adding value to others because you're not doing what you've been created to do. But yet, to the left, seems safe. And when you look at the fork to the right, yes, I want to live out my dreams. But there's uncertainty. There's risk. There's all of these factors that you're not quite sure about. But God told me to, looking to the left. And you're struggling and there's this battle that's going on. Why is that? And that's what we have to really process. We have to look at why, if I'm saying God told me, why are we struggling? What is it that is causing us to feel uncertain? Well, one of the things that I shared with my client, I said, because we have both established that we are people of faith. And so because of that, I can speak the spiritual language, which is my foundation. Now, I don't know where you are, and I know I'm dealing with a global audience on the platform. I can only share with you my point of view and positioning, my beliefs, and the principles are universal regardless of what your position is. There are certain things that are universal. And so I shared with this individual, I said, whenever we are embarking upon a journey of faith, or whenever, if you're not a person of faith, you're embarking upon a journey that's uncertain, there is a level of risk that you take. But there is also a level of risk that you take when you are giving life to someone else's vision. And the illustration that I gave my client was, I said, when you are faced with this fork in the road, when you look at where you are and you're standing there, you see the corporate position, you see your vision, one of them is starving of malnutrition. One is thriving. The one that's starving of malnutrition is your vision because you're afraid to step out. Now, please understand and hear my heart. I'm not telling you to quit your corporate job if that's not what God is telling you to do. But what I am saying is that if God gave you that vision, if you have that vision on the inside of you, that which is on the inside of you must come out of you. That's the fork in the road that I shared with you in our opening that I was dealing with. I was dealing with this process of having to decide in that moment, this life decision, which journey will I take? Will I continue in real estate, yet it's lackluster, I'm not having much success, I'm feeling frustrated, I'm feeling like I'm not really doing what I was created to do and don't like numbers, but yet I got into real estate finance. Now that right there is... an interesting thought, right? But yet, I was doing it, but feeling frustrated. On the other side, I could see the vision. I could see it. I really was envisioning what it looked like, the freedom of it, of doing what I was created to do. You see, I had been crying out for that. And then when I was at the fork in the road, I had to make a decision. Which way will you go, Shawnee and Marie Adams? See, at the time, I wasn't Coach Adams. I was just Shawnee and Marie Adams. It was when I went to the right in the fork, that's when Coach Adams was birthed. And see, had I not, at that moment, that deciding moment, made the decision that I made, we would not be connected on the airwaves today because there wouldn't be a Coach Adams. So you're facing a fork in the road. I sense it. Trying to decide, because it's a defining moment, which way do I go? Now, of course, I shared with you, being transparent, around my decision from real estate to speaker, trainer, coach, my journey. What's your journey? But let me tell you another journey. And this one hits at my core because I'm an only child. And when I lost my dad, I felt like I was dying emotionally. Yes, I said dying emotionally. Literally, I felt like I was dying. And I grew up around alcoholics, being transparent. I wasn't a drinker, but I grew up around that. And when my dad died, I was so emotionally distraught, overwhelmed. I'm feeling like I'm dying emotionally. And I remember I had gone to Trader Joe's. I got a bottle of wine. I'm sitting in the bubble bath. I drank the whole bottle of wine. I'm trying to drown my sorrows. And I remember very clearly that I was at another fork in the road. It was a defining moment, and I had to decide, are you going to go down that pathway? Alcoholism runs in your family. Is that the path you're taking? Or are you going to cling to God and allow him to heal and restore you through this and move you to the next level? I know what I need to do. I can't go down that pathway. I knew what that pathway looked like. It was an ugly pathway. I saw it growing up. I didn't want to go there. I cried out to God, unlike I had ever done before, up until that moment in my life. And I was so exhausted from all of the crying and the wailing and the crying out that I could only just go to sleep. But I knew I couldn't go down that pathway of what I saw growing up to deal with my pain. That only in that moment of that fork in the road, I had to reach out to God for him to save me and help me navigate the hurt and the pain and the grief that I was dealing with. I went to bed. I woke up. You know, weeping may endure for a night. Oh, but joy comes in the morning. And I woke up in the morning renewed, refreshed. Yes, I was still dealing with the grief of my dad and the loss of that. But I allowed myself to be so empty the night before in the reaching out to God that he poured a renewed spirit in me because of that decision that I made. And when I tell you, I grew in a greater understanding of peace that passes all understanding. All understanding. I had such peace that following morning. I didn't understand it. I didn't get it. I knew I was a hot mess the night before and days before. So to wake up in this place of peace and this place of feeling refreshed and renewed and greater strength and greater power for where the journey was leading next, I knew that that was only God. But But I knew that I got there because when I was faced with the fork in the road and that defining moment of decision and making the decision that I made the right way. What is the fork in the road that you are dealing with? What is the situation that you're facing that has become a defining moment for you? I can tell you story after story, situation after situation on my journey, because it's not that we get to a fork in the road, we're there, that's it, it's one time done. No. There are often times on our journey that we are faced with deciding and deciding moments where we have to make a decision on which way will we go. My dad, I shared with you that when I was in real estate, transitioning into entrepreneurship and embracing God's call. But I have another that I can share with you, all building the case around this process of facing and dealing with a fork in the road on life's journey. I don't know, it was maybe about 10 years ago. I was already on my journey. Remember, I said I got the awakening, the insight of being 1998. But about 10 years ago, I was dealing with yet another fork in the road. I was dealing with the reality that I had grown consistently inconsistent. I was doing my purpose at different levels, but I had gone and gotten to a place of being consistently inconsistent. Not consistently consistent, but consistently inconsistent. I'd be on fire, and then I kind of fizzle out. I'd be mad, and I fizzle out. I'd be on woo, and I would fizzle out with you. The insight I've gleaned on my journey, trusting that those of you that are listening in, it's beneficial for you, too, that you'll remember each of these stories as you process where you are on your journey. And we will get into some thoughts of empowerment that I've gleaned and recognized when we're at the fork in the road. But I want to continue to build this case. So thank you for being there, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. As we are looking at this process of a fork, and my question is, how do you handle the fork in the road moments? Are you facing a fork in the road? How do you navigate through it? What do you do when you're there? We have them at different stages. I'm sharing with you key moments on my journey, being very transparent with some of those key markers of dealing with that fork in the road. But as I was saying, about 10 years ago, I was faced with yet another fork in the road. As I stated, the reality was that grown consistently inconsistent. And I was dealing with this fork in the road. Okay, Coach Adams, girl, what are you going to do? You have been consistently inconsistent. Are you going to get it together? Are you going to stay on that path? That was a defining moment for me. Remember, every time we're at a fork in the road, it's a defining moment on our journey. It's not a decision that should be entered into lightly. Why? Because it could change the very trajectory of where you're going on your journey. And so when you're dealing with and facing a fork in the road, understanding that this is a defining, deciding moment on your journey for your life, on your journey in the history of what your life means, and having to make the right choice between where you are and these two areas that give you the options of where you can go. And so here I was faced with, okay, you said God called you to this assignment. You can justify it all day, every day, the why you've been inconsistent. We can justify whatever, can't we? I don't know about you, but I can find a way to justify something. I think we all can if we're honest and real and true to ourselves. I hear Shakespeare in my head right now, to thine own self. Make excuses, justify it, and say, well, you know, it's because of, you know, I've been dealing with this. You know, I had this go on, and this is happening. And you know, we've been in a pandemic, right? You know, this is going on. You know, we could justify something, can't we? Okay, let me just talk about me. I can justify something. But I grew in that moment of realizing if I wanted different results, I had to break the insanity and be willing to do things differently. That what I was doing was no longer working. It wasn't serving me. It was cute, as my mentors would say. I was kind of tinkering. I knew God called me, but I was tinkering. When we're inconsistent, we're tinkering, serious about it. And I thank God that even in my tinkering inconsistencies, that he still sustained me. Because I have been a full-time entrepreneur by God's grace since 2005. I have not had a full-time salary since 2005. It's just me and Jesus on this journey. And God has been so faithful, and I'm so grateful, and I'm sharing with you my truth, that God has been so faithful on my journey to sustain me, has been keeping me in the midst of the trials, the tribulations, the lows, the consistencies, the inconsistencies, whatever the moments have been, God has kept me. And that right there lets me know that I'm moving and have been moving in the right direction in spite of me. And so in that moment, I had to make a decision. Will you make a shift? Will you turn things around? And every moment, that deciding moment, challenges us to do something, challenges us to evaluate empowerment that I want to give you today around what we're talking about is stop, evaluate, recognize, understand, and go. When you're at the fork in the road, stop, evaluate, recognize, understand, and go. Let's look at stop. See, when we are at the fork in the road, we have to stop. We're stopping so that we can take a broad look at the landscape in each direction. In my coaching session, I told my client, evaluate the landscape in each direction. You have your corporate position. Their vision is thriving because of you. You have the vision that you said God called you to, which is starving and malnutrition. Which way are you going? So we have to stop and take a broad look at the landscape in each direction. This stopping, this pausing gives us the opportunity to really see what's before us, to really take a intimate, closer look at each direction, not just quickly, okay, I'll go this way, related decision. And so when you stop and take a broader look at the landscape, it gives you the point of view that you need to now move into the next level. What is the next level, Coach Adams? The next level is to evaluate. What am I evaluating, Coach Adams? Well, you are evaluating what awaits you in each direction. Each time I was at the fork in the road, I had to evaluate. I had to stop, pause, take a broader look at the landscape in each direction. Each story that I shared with you, I had to go through this process. Each time looking at, okay, let me see this landscape before me, to the left, to the right, at the fork in the road. Now let me evaluate what awaits me if I go to the left. As some would say, door number one, door number two, what awaits me? If I go to the left, what does that journey look like? Okay, let me give you an example. To real estate versus speaking. I already established that I was dealing with a lack of peace, a lack of unrest, because I was a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. There was such friction, frustration. All of this was going on in that moment, in that season of my life, because I wasn't doing what I was created to do. Now, we can connect that with what I shared with you when my dad died. Growing up, seeing and experiencing alcoholism, trying to deal with my grief and the overwhelming feelings that I was feeling, feeling dead on the inside, and now wanting to pick up the bottle, trying to cope. If I continued on the journey in real estate, I could have picked up the bottle then. If I continued in that pathway, now I'm dealing with no peace. I'm sacrificing my peace. I'm doing what I don't really like. I'm not feeling fulfilled. There's no satisfaction. There's no significance. So evaluating. But if I do what I believe God has told me to do, when God is the driver and is pushing me, the outcome of what he's called me to do, because it's him. So evaluate what awaits you if you go to the left, door number one. If you go to the right, door number two. Fork in the road. Recognize the pros and the cons in each direction. If I go over here, what are the pros? If I go over here, what are the pros? If I stay where I am, what are the cons? If I go over here, what are the cons? We have to, this is how we process and make an informed decision. Now is a calculated risk. It's now calculated. But in order for me to get to that place, I have to do what? At the fork in the road, stop. Take a broader look at the landscape in each direction. Evaluate. Evaluate what awaits you in each direction. Recognize the pros and the cons in each direction. And then what am I understanding, Coach Adams? Great question on a Monday, on a Motivational Monday. You're understanding the consequences with each decision. What are the consequences with each decision? Consequence number one. Consequence number two. What does that look like for you? Consequences does not mean always that it's negative, but it's rather understanding. If I do this, what is that going to look like? If I do this, what does it look like? The consequences of not doing your vision. And that was something I had my client process around when we were talking about this very subject. I said, no, you said, what are the consequences to not doing what you're saying God told you to do? And that was an ouch because we have to understand what are the consequences on either side when we're dealing with and facing a fork in the road. Stop, evaluate, recognize, understand. Broader point of view, the landscape in both directions, and we understand and evaluate what awaits us on both sides. We recognize the pros and the cons. We understand the consequences. And now we're ready to, because we are at a place of being more informed, and it's a calculated decision. It's now time to go in the direction that you feel led to go in and to continue your journey. I would love to hear your thoughts around what we talked about today. You know, this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. If you have some thoughts, you have a question or a comment, and you would like to, as I often say, play in my sandbox, you would like to engage and interact, I welcome that. Your engagement adds a greater richness to the conversation. So I encourage you, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself. All are welcome. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. You've made a decision to share in today's hour of empowerment. You're sacrificing this time. I would love to know, did you get any value from what has been shared? Do you have any thoughts that you would like to add to what we're talking about today? Your interaction is valued and it's welcomed. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, please dial in. You have to dial in. You can't just press 1 on your keypad of your laptop or desktop. You have to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Our lines are open, and we welcome your interaction. And again, we thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. Gotten into this fork in the road, and I trust that you've gotten some great insight from my stories that I have shared, from the insight into empowerment that I have given you, to give you some clear thoughts on when you're facing that fork in the road deciding decision. Where do you go from there? We've established that you must stop, evaluate, recognize, understand, and then go. You know, every time I've made the decision to go, even in all of the uncertainty, I have embraced and welcomed a new vibrancy and layer on my journey in spite of the uncertainty. Why? Because I'm on a journey of faith. And I've grown in the wisdom of understanding. Thank God for my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boss the Movement, Vertical Leap, and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program, that faith requires that we must grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. But it's like this great adventure. I see it in such a way. You know, I am one, I love a great adventure. I have an adventurous side that many people don't even know about. I've had some great adventures on my journey to date. Look forward to as I continue to live life out loud and embrace new journeys that I'll have more. But one of the things that I enjoy doing is I enjoy going to Magic Mountain. I love a good roller coaster. And how am I connecting that with what I was saying, that it's a great adventure? You get on that roller coaster. I remember the very first time I rode a roller coaster called Goliath. You know, there was such big talk about this roller coaster, Goliath. I mean, the lines were long. Everybody wanted to get on. And when I tell you, at the time when it came out, Goliath did what no other roller coaster did. Woo! It took you high, high up, dropped you way, way down, gave you corkscrews backwards. All these different things was happening. I mean, it was a monster of a roller coaster in its time. And I remember I got on. It was so vibrant. That is what our journey of life is, the vibrancy and just the heads in the air, counting 1, 2, 3, wee, embracing all of the vibrancy that the journey has to bring. So our lives and our journey is to be vibrant. And when we are living life at the illustration that I shared with you, that faith requires that we grow comfortable in being uncomfortable, we can't predict and calculate every step of the way. We can only do our best to evaluate and make an informed decision and then step out and go. Go get them. Go on the journey. Do it. And so I'm encouraging you today on your journey to simply go through the steps of what we talked about and then go. I would love the opportunity to support you on your journey. You know, one of the things that I enjoy is being able to support my clients on a one-on-one basis. Through my empowerment tools that I have available, I am supporting individuals, and I'm so committed to assisting them personally and professionally on their growth journey and, you know, really getting and moving to the next level, getting the results, next level results, and moving to the next level. And so maybe this is the season in which you need to join in a one-on-one coaching partnership. And I would love to have a conversation with you and discuss what does that look like. And we can determine if it is truly an alignment for both of us to, because I feel that every coach is not designed for every person. Every client is not for every coach. You really have to determine, do we have an alignment? Because you have to trust your coach. You have to respect the wisdom and insight in their journey. You have to be willing to embrace things that you may not have thought of, seeing things in a different point of view, a different. And so if you're not vibing with that person that you want to call coach, then that's not the right person for you. You have to make the right connection. There's someone for everyone, but not everyone is for everyone. So we have to understand that. But I would love to evaluate and have the conversation to determine, is there an alignment for us to work together? And I would love to serve you in that capacity. And I would like to encourage you that, you know, wherever you are, your vision is to be worked. Your goals are to be achieved. Your dreams are to be lived. And if you're not working your vision, achieving your goals, and living your dreams, you have to make a shift and do something. I shared last week, sometimes you have to do something extremely radical. On Saturday, I closed out 19 days of no food. Shadows all of that, but I knew I needed to do something radical to regain my focus. Now, that's not for everybody. I did a master cleanse. But what is it that you need to do to shake things up in your life? And that's what that was for me in that particular area. Again, I was at a defining moment. I was at a fork in the road, and I saw what the left had in store. I saw what the right had in store and made the decision to go on the right. And here we are. Where are you? Whatever you are doing, I want to encourage you, don't lose focus on your vision, on your goals, and on your dreams. And recognize that whatever you're doing, if it's not serving you, you have to be willing to do things differently. If you're getting the results that you want, by all means, continue to build. But if you're not getting the results that you want, having the right people on your team truly makes a difference. I have to say, I can say that personally between my mentors and spiritual partners, Coach Allen, Hattie Hollingsworth, my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. I have the right people on my team. And so I would love to be on your team. And now is the perfect time for a winning partnership. We're halfway, half of the year is about to come to a close. We're going into the next half of the year. July 1st marks the next half of the year. What are you going to do differently to get different results? If you're interested in taking advantage of the full circle of empowerment tools that I have available, simply call or text 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. If you're texting, just simply include your name and full circle of empowerment. I will know that you are desiring to learn more about the empowerment tools that I have available, and I would love to connect with you. And or you may call, and I would love to have that dialogue to determine if I am the right coach for you and if you are the right client for me, because all money is not good money. As we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I want you to know that a part of my full circle is every Monday we are right here on Motivational Mondays. I encourage you to set your timer so that you can just start your week empowered with great insight and tools and resources to support you in moving and driving your vision to the next level, working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and living out your dreams. And guess what? It's free. It costs you nothing. It costs me something, but costs you nothing. And it's such a pleasure for me to come to the airwaves and give you insight into empowerment. I truly trust that you've gotten some great nuggets on today and whenever you tune in. In addition, one-on-one coaching. One-on-one coaching is designed so that you have a centralized place where you are coming on a weekly basis, once a week, for a designated specific time every week, connecting around your vision so that you can work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams. It's customized specifically for you. Then there is group coaching. You're in a like-minded environment. You're in an environment with like-minded individuals, more accurately, and you're taking the journey together. Masterminds that I offer on specific topics. One of my favorites is put your dream to the test, because so often when we answer the questions that are outlined and put your dream to the test, it gives us greater clarity around our vision and our goals and our dreams and where we're going. So whatever the case may be, in team building as well, I encourage you. If you're tuning in for the first time and you're thinking, oh, my goodness, who is this Coach Adams? Someone told me to listen, and I'm here, and okay, who are you? Visit CoachAdams.com to learn more about Adams and just to reconnect with me on a different level. And, again, you're welcome to call or text 310-289-2101. As we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I want to just remind you, what did we talk about today? Well, we talked about on this journey today that without question, we all reach forks in the road on our journey. And when we are faced with those forks in the road, that is a deciding moment, and it's decision time. But we don't want to make a haphazard decision without calculated thought, without processing. There's some things that we can do when we reach that fork in the road that can assist us in processing so that we can, in fact, make the right decision, the best informed decision in that moment. So what did we declare that we have to do? We must stop at the fork in the road. Take a broad look at the landscape, not just before us, but to the right and to the left on both sides of the fork. We then must evaluate what awaits me if I go to the left, what awaits me if I go to the right. We have to evaluate what awaits me in each direction. We have to recognize what? What are the pros? What are the cons in each direction? Not just one direction, not just before me, but in each direction. We must understand the consequences, decision. Each direction gives it consequences. What does that look like if I go to the left? What does it look like if I go to the right? What are the consequences associated with the decision to go left or to go right? And then once we have processed, it's time to ultimately go and continue your journey that has now been well thought out, that is more informed, and that is the best decision for you in that moment. I thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams. Again, I'm here to assist you with my full circle of empowerment tools, and I would love to be on your team and support you on your journey. Reach out, call or text 310-289-2101. Maybe you didn't ask a question today, but you had something burning on your heart. You were just too shy to jump in the queue. I understand. We have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's an open group. All are welcome. We can continue the dialogue there. You can ask a question, make a comment around today's installment. All are welcome, so it is an open group. If you're not already a part of the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, you are welcome. Just simply say, hey, I want to join, and we welcome you. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.